A classic edition of Daily Bread.
Abba, Father, we trust you, Jesus, our Savior. We give our lives to you, Holy Spirit, Spirit of holiness, Spirit of truth, Spirit of love, Spirit of victory. We give everything to you. We surrender everything to you. You are our Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this great Advent season. And as we prepare for Christmas season, brothers and sisters, I'm Father Al Lauer. The program is called Daily Bread. We are here to encourage you to go to Mass today. If you've already gone, live the Mass, be a walking tabernacle. Let's pray right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us repent. No matter what we have done, the Lord wants to forgive us. Don't walk around with all that guilt. You can be forgiven.
I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Today we have the feast of Peter Canisius. Lord, you gave St. Peter Canisius wisdom and courage to defend the Catholic faith. By the help of his prayers, may all who seek the truth rejoice in finding you, and may all who believe in you be loyal in professing their faith. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
So on this first day of winter, the Church gives us several readings, one of which is Song of Songs and chapter 2, verse 8 and the following verses. And here is the only part of the whole Bible that says this. For see, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of pruning the vines has come. The song of the dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs. The vines in bloom give forth fragrance. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. So here we have a description of springtime and the statement that winter is over. On the very first day of winter in the Northern Hemisphere, we hear that winter is over. The Church seems to be kind of doing something really weird, really off. What is the point of the Church choosing this reading about winter being over on the day that winter begins? Obviously, the Church is saying there are different kinds of seasons. Yes, there are the atmospheric seasons, you might say, but there are the spiritual seasons. And even though this is the first day of winter, it could be the first day of spring spiritually. And this certainly fits in with what the Pope has been prophesying for many years. In the letter called Towards the Third Millennium and in section 18, the Pope says, we're going to have a new springtime, of the Christian life. But it is conditional, as you may have expected, if Christians are docile to the action of the Holy Spirit. Section 18, the document towards the third millennium, the Pope is prophesying a new springtime of Christian life on the condition that we are docile, that we are teachable to the action of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not the first time the Pope has said this. In the great encyclical Mission of the Redeemer, this came out in 1990, the Pope said in section 86, as the third millennium of the redemption draws near, God is preparing, and he doesn't just say new springtime, he says great springtime for Christianity, and we already see its first signs. In Pentecost of 1998, we have an astounding statement at an astounding event. There are 1.5 million people gathered at St. Peter's Square with Pope John Paul II on Pentecost Vigil. These 500,000 people are from what the Pope calls movements, ecclesial movements and new communities throughout the world. Presentation Ministries, which brings you Daily Bread Radio, we were invited. We didn't have enough money to go, but we were invited. So that was nice of the Pope and the Vatican to do that. But anyway, we were there in spirit. And at that great event, the Pope said, "Today I notice with great joy that they," referring to these new movements, these new communities, "have a more mature self-knowledge. They represent," now listen to this, "one of the most significant fruits of that," here it is again, springtime in the church, which was foretold by the Second Vatican Council, but unfortunately has often been hampered by the spread of secularization. So the Pope says Vatican II prophesied the new springtime, the great springtime, and it's been slowed up because of secular humanism, but it's still coming, and the Pope prophesied it coming in 1990, and now, and then again in 1994 in the document towards the third millennium, and now again in 1998. But this one in 1998, 1990, great springtime, 1994, new springtime, before the great jubilee. And now this one, though, the Pope says, "Your presence of all these movements in Christian communities is encouraging because it shows that this springtime is advancing and revealing the freshness of the Christian experience based on personal encounter with Christ." And he stresses this thing about newness, the common awareness of the newness which baptismal grace brings to life is what marks all these movements. Brothers and sisters, it's happening. The Pope's prophecy is being fulfilled. We're not just waiting for the new springtime. It is advancing already. And the point is, will it fully blossom? It's advancing because of these small communities. It's advancing because of people like you. It's advancing because of people using these gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's advancing because of people realizing from the radical newness of their baptismal life. And what's the Lord doing? The Lord is just rejoicing. The Lord is having a great time in Zephaniah chapter 3, another possible reading for today. It says the Lord is just singing. He's having a great time. He's singing joyfully because of you. Because of you. That's what it says. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 18. The Lord's just singing and singing. I've seen all kinds of pictures of the Lord, but I never saw a picture of Him singing. But that's right there in the Bible. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 18. He's singing. He's so happy because the winter of unbelief is passing away. The winter of sin is passing away. And we're getting a new springtime. And you know how that's happening? It's happening, as the Pope says, by movements. But what kind of movements? Baptismal movements. But what kind of movements? Community movements. But what kind of movements? Pentecost movements. You look at our Gospel, Luke, in chapter 1, verse 39, the following. We see Mary, and here she is. She's bringing springtime to Elizabeth and John. I don't care what time of the year it is. She's bringing springtime to them because she's bringing Jesus to them. She's bringing the Holy Spirit to them. She has received Jesus. She has conceived Jesus. And now she is visiting Elizabeth and visiting John. And Elizabeth just cries out, "Blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth cries out, "Blessed is she who believed that the Lord's words to her would be fulfilled." And Elizabeth cries out, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord, the mother of my Lord, the mother of God would come to me?" And Mary magnifies the Lord. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Elizabeth receives the Spirit. Mary prophesies in the Spirit. The baby in Elizabeth's womb, John the Baptizer, he leaped for joy, and he is baptized in the Spirit also. And then John's father, Zechariah, who has been deaf for 9 months, or dumb for 9 months, now is freed, and he prophesies, filled with the Holy Spirit, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel." Do you see what's happening here, brothers and sisters? This is springtime. In fact, it's getting past springtime into the absolute heat, the heat of God's love, the heat of summer. And this is happening because of the visitation of Mary. And yes, how is the springtime happening now? Because people are visiting. People are doing Pentecost visits. People are bringing Jesus and the Holy Spirit into situation after situation. Mothers are bringing the life to expectant mothers. And it's happening. Mary's involved in it. What about it, brothers and sisters? Are you in the springtime? Are you in the visitation? Are you being visited? Are you being Marian? Are you being Pentecostal? Are you doing some visiting yourself? What about it, brothers and sisters? You know, Christmas is in the dead of springtime. So wait a minute. No, Christmas is in the dead or beginning of winter. No, no. Yes, that's one way of looking at it, but I'm talking about spiritually. If God has His way, Christmas is in the dead, or you might say the life of springtime. This is a time for spring to just blossom. It's happening. The springtime is happening. Or will we continue to let it be hampered, as the Pope says, by compromise with the world, by compromise with secular humanism? All right, are you going to be in the movement? Are you going to be in the Pentecostal Marian movement? Are you being in the evangelization movement? Are you going to be in the springtime or in the winter of unbelief and the winter of sin? Remember, Pentecost is where that springtime is happening. Come on, brothers and sisters, you let us know what God wants to do in your life. And let's have the Christmas God wants us to have. Let's have the springtime Christmas where the winter of unbelief is past and the springtime of faith is present. The winter of sin is past and the springtime of repentance and salvation is present. Merry Christmas. Happy Pentecost, happy springtime to each one of you. We would want to send you this week of teaching on one CD, including the Christmas message at the end of the week. And that's the address is Presentation Ministries, 3230 McHenry, Cincinnati, 45211. 3230 McHenry, Cincinnati, 45211. Phone number 513-662-JESU. 513-662-JESU. You can hear this program on the internet, www.presentationministries.com, www.presentationministries.com. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.